Well, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's your boy, the Hairy Dabber, and I won't lie, I'm always high. Today, we've got another podcast for you. This is one where I'm actually the guest, so sit back and listen as Drift Garden interviews me about my cannabis experiences.
Welcome to The Indica Show. I'm your host, Drift, and today I have a very special guest all the way from Oregon on the phone. I have the Hairy Dabber. Yeah, how you doing?
Always good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been pretty excited about this interview, honestly. Your content's pretty good. I love seeing you work with other creators all the time, and I thought I would really like to get in on that action.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm about.
Your logo is probably my most favorite thing about your page so far. Your content's good, but your logo is very on point.
Awesome, unique. Thank you.
I wanted to just start off with maybe some introduction information about yourself. Could you tell me about maybe the first time you smoked and how you got involved in the cannabis industry?
Well, I was actually just with some random people, and I didn't even really let them know. You know, I had been around people that had smoked before, and I didn't even let them know that it was my first time, so it wasn't even like a big deal. So I just went and was like, oh, I'll try it this time. And I didn't tell anybody. And so I don't really have like any kind of, oh, this was a crazy awesome experience my first time. You know, I don't even really remember who I was with the first time.
Just to smoke so much. I gotcha. What got you interested in working in the cannabis enthusiast type role?
It's what makes me feel good. You know, why not pursue something that can potentially make me feel better, you know?
Is there any particular strain or just even any particular ailments that you think cannabis specifically helps you with as far as like medicinal value?
I get a lot of anxiety and stuff, so that definitely helps with the anxiety. Definitely has helped with depression and stuff. I'm definitely digging some like tangies, some of the more kind of orangey flavors these days. I'm smoking on some of this orange. It's called Orange Sunset Cross with GG4 by a white label. It's some pretty clear looking shatter.
Would you like to take a dab over the phone before we get into the deeper questions here?
Nope. I've super been coughing a lot lately, so
gotcha.
I took one right before we called, so I'm definitely good and medicated. So
I see that you have quite a lot of posts about salt that you make, and I know that's not really lined up with the cannabis industry, but I did think that was pretty interesting. How do you make that, and what got you into it?
I go to the ocean. I collect 5-gallon buckets of ocean water. I bring them home. I filter them through some coffee filters. And then I just have a big stock pot and just boil off the water. And it results with, I get it down to like a paste, and then I throw it in either into the oven or a food dehydrator and just dry off the rest of the water. And then you get this nice, beautiful salt.
That sounds pretty straightforward, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, super, super easy, super fun. And then I mix it with all kinds of garlic and celery and all kinds of stuff.
So that's mostly sold to friends, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I don't have that on a website or anything. That's just
gotcha.
That's all person to person, you know. Anybody that wants definitely can contact me, and I can get you out some. But I don't have that on my website or anything.
Well, that's pretty neat. I actually might be hitting you up for some salt here just to try it, you know? I mean, that sounds like something interesting and new, supporting local artists.
Always good.
All right, so I do see that you have quite a bit of merchandise going on right now.
In the last probably 2 or 3 months, I opened up my website, theharrydabber.com, which is all merch. I got it all drop shipping, so I pretty much can just upload my artwork, and you guys just buy merch. You know, anybody that wants to can just buy any of the designs that I have. There's also thousands of other designs that I can put art on pretty much, you know, lamps and clocks and coasters. And so if there's something that you guys want, my artwork, the artwork that I have, you know, representing my brand, if you want it on something, you know, let me know and we can definitely get you guys set up with something customized.
I really like your the pin, the hat pin. That looks
Yeah,
pretty
I just
detailed.
dropped those too.
Did you design that yourself?
No, I the only art really that I've designed is my actual original logo. That is, excuse me, is my actual like brand logo on my Instagram and stuff. That was designed by an artist from, I think he's from like Chile or something. I found him online. And I liked his little cartoon anime style. And so he did, a version of my logo and then did a version of me. And I turned that version of me into the pin.
It's very
Also,
nice.
it's also, it's also on shirts and all kinds of other stuff on my website.
Okay, let's get into some more cannabis-focused topics now. You're the Harry Dabber. So, why or do you prefer concentrate, I suppose, over flower?
I do. I've definitely recently found a newfound love again for cannabis just because I'm finding dabs are not as like physically medicating. It's not helping with as much with like the pain and like the dabs help with the daily anxieties and stress, like the actual physical pain, the CBDs and stuff that are in the.
Yeah, because it's mostly THC. So, have you tried any CBD flower?
I actually have had a company, Tri Plain Jane. They've sent me a few different packages to actually do some shout out videos and stuff too. So I have tried a bunch of different CBD, all kinds of different, even CBD dabs and stuff too.
Do you find that CBD isolate actually helps with any physical pain or anything like that?
This when I did use the CBD isolate, I actually didn't dab that straight. I was always. Because it has the CBD isolate has a super almost cherry medicine-y flavor to it. Just for some reason, the natural CBD just has this interesting flavor, and it's just not to my likings in the dabbing. So I would either dab it with something or I would like sprinkle it on bowls and stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's a really good question for you. Have you or do you grow cannabis? If that's okay to talk about anyway.
I actually do not. I've looked into it a little bit. It's just, I feel like I'm just doing so many other things in my life right now. It's possible maybe later I will, but in my life, I've just been doing so many other fun things that it's just something that I don't want to put, if I'm not going to do it, I want to do it 100% and I just don't have the time or energy to, because that's like a full-time. You could, that's pretty much like your one hobby is growing weed. You know, you can't have a whole bunch of hobbies. And I'm a guy that likes to have a whole bunch of little tiny hobbies.
Well, that makes sense. Well, whenever you are ready, I do offer some cannabis consultation page on my website. So I'm actually still working on that, but essentially, when I do have the page up, you'll be able to book like a time. And I'll ask you for some details about like the grow space and the amount of money and the strains that you're looking to grow and put into the project. And I could literally help design a custom grow shed or grow room or whatever that would suit your personal needs anyway.
Word, that would be dope.
So whenever you're there, just let me know. You got me on Instagram.
Perfect. Sounds good to me, really.
Do you have any tips perhaps for anyone who's new to the cannabis industry or just new to smoking in general?
Start small. Dabbing is like crazy these days. And start with little tiny dabs. You can always take 100 little tiny dabs, but everybody's taking these fat grammars and shit, and it's just like I used to do that kind of shit, and I've got lung problems now, so that's like one of the main things. I don't necessarily have like I don't go to the ho I haven't been to the hospital, but I definitely have gunk in my lungs that I would prefer not there.
Have you tried Moose Labs' little mouthpiece with the carbon filters? Have you seen those?
I'm honestly I just don't smoke any buds even right now. I'm just dabbing.
Oh, I mean, it's just a carbon filter that, so it helps like catch any smoke that would be in or like any resin.
No, I have. I'll have to check into that.
Are there any sponsors that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Actually, right now I'm not sponsored by anybody, so there's not anybody that I other than just checking out my stuff, youtube.com/theharrydabber, or just youtube.com/harrydabber, and then theharrydabber.com, you know. All of just checking out my fun stuff. I do all kinds of fun stonery and non-stonery stuff.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in your raffles here, but I've just been a bit strapped for cash.
I plan on doing the raffles for a while.
Do you have any giveaways or raffles coming up anytime soon, or any that's going on right now?
I have right now. I've got one for the, it's a pillow and a cup, or, you know, you get to choose one. And they're like a, they're a Louis Vuitton style print with the Harry Dabber style in there. And that's what is going this month. $5 entries. You can enter as many times as you want. And then I just put them into a little wheel online and I do it on my laptop. So it works like that.
All right. Well, as far as, cannabis goes, there's not too much more I could ask. Perhaps, do you have any issues with the current cannabis industry in Oregon?
Not really. I think everything's going pretty good here. You know, we've got good, you know, you can go to the dispensary and get pretty much everything, pretty much all the way down to like $10 a gram for dabs. And if you're really looking, cause I know they got like
wow,
$50 ounces of bud. So I'm sure you could find $2 or $3 joints or something.
That's incredible. It's $50 an eighth out here.
You just gotta come visit, brother. You'll save the money. If you stayed for a week, you'd save money on your smoking. You'd save enough for your plane ticket.
Well, I do see that you like spicy stuff as well. Well, I was just wondering, do you perhaps grow any peppers or anything like that, or are you just really into the spice?
Yeah, I started a little bit late. I found some peppers that were on kind of a, like, they were on like a, they're trying to get rid of these plants. So I was like, oh, let me grab these. But it was definitely a little bit late and no peppers came out. And those were some scorpion peppers.
That's unfortunate. I'll definitely be buying from you if you end up growing them.
For
there's
sure.
None around out here in Indiana. Everyone just has jalapenos and they're like, oh, it's so hot. And I'm like, oh.
And I've got food dehydrators and stuff too. So it makes them a little bit easier to ship when they're dried too. So.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you specifically would like to talk about as far as like your own page or anything else?
Nope. Just, you know, I want people to enjoy it. Let me know if you guys have any ideas of what content you would like to see. I'm always open to ideas. I'm always down to do some challenges. The fire ones have been kind of getting to my gut recently, so I think I'm going to try some different challenges.
All right, well, that sounds awesome. I'm really glad that you were able to actually come on the show today. I'm glad my computer was here and everything's gone so smoothly. I would like to have you back on the show sometime in the future when I get some more content pumped
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. That's definitely we can do that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Harry. It was a real honor, and I hope we can work out some other things in the future.
Sounds beautiful to me, brother.